This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. It's 7 after the hour on March the 17th. Excuse me.
March 17th.
Patrick's Day cough going.
Right? Is that Aaron Gobra?
Is he celebrating already?
Yes, that's me. I'm celebrating. It's time to celebrate.
You must and have so some Irish in you, right?
I do. Not much, but a little. Yes, my son has on his mother's side Scottish and Irish. My daughter, well, I guess, would have the same, right?
Well, it is funny because you have two children with very Irish first names. So.
Well, we did that because it went well with Stefan. Mm-hmm. We felt that Brendan Stefan and Megan Stefan went well together. And, yeah, there's an Irish sort of tone to what goes on here in our world, in our circle, if you will. So, it's a good day to celebrate. We'll do that later on. We have important, serious things to discuss. Before Jennifer has to go be the star in KRLA in Los Angeles, there's an earthquake story. This lasted a couple of minutes. It's in the same area where the last one was, right, when the power plant sort of fell into the sea. How many years ago was that? Does anybody remember? 10, 12
20
years ago?
Was a while ago.
It's been 20 years? No. Really?
No, I'm thinking 20. Wait, you're talking about the Fukushima, right?
Fukushima, yeah.
Wasn't
yeah.
that 2018? 2017? It was recent.
Yeah, okay. I would say 2017. Anyway, so there's another one that took place the same place. It was 7.2 on the Richter scale, so this is pretty serious stuff. Three people were killed, and the damage is not as bad as it might have been because of the way the fault basically appeared. But there are more and more.
They said that it was 2011 that they had a 9.1 magnitude earthquake.
Yeah,
which
it was longer ago.
Imagine.
2011.
A 9.1. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, 7.4 right near the site is not great either.
No.
That's. Oh.
Well, you know.
They're already trying to figure out what the official plan will be to get rid of all of that water, the nuclear water waste that they've had left over from that, which their plan is just to dump it gradually into the Pacific
Ocean.
Where
is it now?
It's in tanks, but they can't store it anymore.
Why?
So that's the plan, that they're slowly going to release it into the Pacific Ocean, which is not good news for anyone who enjoys oceans or things that come from the ocean. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's spend some time talking about the obvious. Ukraine is on the top of people's minds, for better or for worse. It's on the top of Lindsey Graham's mind, calling for the assassination of Vladimir Putin. Is he the only one other than me?
Well, I think a lot of people secretly agree with Lindsey Graham. It's just that, you know, you say it, and then everybody who's worried about escalation is worrying about escalation. But I don't know. I think you either have to decide to stand up, or you're going to just sit on the sidelines and watch what happens. There was a speech that was given by Vladimir Putin just about an hour ago that is pretty terrifying. He called people who don't agree with him, including Russians, westernized Russians, he called them scum and traitors. And he talked about, and he used this word for the first time, the cleansing of those people from their society. Yeah. Now, anytime you hear a world leader, especially one with intentions like Vladimir Putin, start to talk about cleansing, mm-hmm. you might have flashbacks to Germany.
1930s. All over again, these people, where they come from.
But now Germany, speaking of Germany, though, they've doubled down and said that they are not going, there will be no NATO presence in Ukraine. They're doubling down on that. They're not interfering, and they're not intervening. If this spreads to a NATO territory, then everybody's going to react. But they're just sort of leaving Ukraine as is and sending in weapons and support like we are.
Aren't the Russians sort of petering out on their own in terms of
intelligence is showing. But
there's images of the tanks that have been outside of Kyiv, that are now digging in, which means that they're going to be there for a while. They're hiding out, and they're taking a more defensive rather than offensive position outside of the city. So there's stories that they're out of ammunition, that they're out of supplies, and that there's no real way to restock them, which is why you've seen all of these military strikes, you know, ramp up, including one on a theater which was used as a shelter, which had the Russian word children on both sides of the shelter so that it wouldn't be bombed, and yet it was bombed. So
now the label of war criminal, excuse me, Biden's been pretty liberal with that. Who else is calling him? I want to know who's going to get this guy.
Well, the UN Security Council, right? Didn't they officially, I don't know if they used the term war criminal, but they and it's symbolic. It doesn't mean anything, right?
Well, why doesn't somebody march into the Kremlin and grab him by the back of the neck and bring him, put him in chains, bring him to the
Hague? Protected. And the thing with Biden is that there was a little bit of controversy because he had called him a war criminal after he was kind of getting beaten up by a reporter who was just following him around saying, is Vladimir Putin a war criminal? He's killed children. And at first he said no. And then he circled back about 30 seconds later and he said, did you ask me whether I would call Vladimir Putin a war criminal? Oh, I think he is a war criminal. And he said that in passing, and then Jen Psaki went out and said that he was just speaking from the heart, but that really wasn't what they think. The position is that there's the legal process underway at the State Department to determine if he is indeed a war criminal.
Well, he is because of things like the troops killing those 10 people that were in line for bread yesterday.
Well, he's a war criminal for numerous. Yeah, I mean, he has violated. Right. So I understand there's protocol and stuff, but yes, no one is mincing words here. Yeah, he's a war criminal. and the UN has said that. So if the UN, it's symbolic, like I said, there's nothing they can really do. Like you said, Doug, unless you go in and you grab it and you can find him, which, you know, you have to get through who knows what to even get to Putin at this point. His own people can't, you know, people around him aren't even allowed to sit at, you know, the same table within 30 feet of him. So who knows? Maybe the pictures we've seen might not even be him. That could be a decoy. We just don't know.
Zelensky says in his yesterday, I think, the address to the Congress, I think he used the term World War III. Did he not? Or certainly has in some of his rhetoric that has already started. I think we've had World War III for a number of years, given the state of hacking and what the Russians have been doing to screw up operations, elections, that sort of stuff, and the Chinese as well. I think that we are well into World War III in the sense that we have delineated adversaries.
Cyber war, for sure.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So whether, you know, is that... I think there's a conversation back and forth between Zelensky and what's his face on NBC and Lester Holt. The conclusion or the question was, is civilization at stake? Could Putin on his own destroy the civilized world? Is he capable? And if so, how do we
Zelensky thinks he can certainly ruin Europe, because that was part of his speech to Congress on Wednesday, was that, you know, this is not just affecting us. This is all of Europe. This is the future of Europe. I mean, that he made that very clear, that he feels like if this keeps going, there's no end to it.
That there hasn't been somebody just killed Putin. I think it's outrageous, frankly. Lindsey Graham isn't making enough noise. Why this guy is allowed to continue on, one person destroying the fabric and the fiber of the entire planet.
Should never be allowed again.
Never. Never, never, never. Shouldn't be allowed now.
I know.
All right, now back to the practical side of what's going on, cost of gasoline. I haven't seen any states pass gas tax relief. Has anybody? The feds haven't. States haven't. What are they waiting for?
Well, I don't know what they're waiting for, but I know that it's certainly being debated amongst a lot of states. Even in New Jersey, where I am, where we typically have cheaper gas than most surrounding states, that's something that our state legislature is talking about. And I think it would knock off about 18 cents a gallon if you took the state, if you put it on pause
federal
for a while.
Federal tax is what, 43 cents?
I don't know what the federal one is, but I think in local news in Jersey, they said it would knock off about 18 cents if they took the state tax away.
You know, they have the opportunity to do it in California, and Gavin Newsom has come up with the idea, instead of just relieving people's pain to the tune of, like, what, a dollar at the gas pumps a gallon, he's going to send every Californian a $400 check. What? Oh, why? I mean, it just...
These people,
the
where
leadership
they
does not make sense.
No.
It's just ridiculous.
On a lot of levels, he
this
does
guy,
not make sense.
Why he didn't get impeached is a real confusing question. Unfortunately, everybody blames on Larry, on Larry Union.
No,
Larry
it was the unions. Was they the forced union. Everybody into going out and collecting ballots, and mm-hmm. they just had more manpower than the advocates mm-hmm. for the recall.
Pete Buttigieg says, if you don't like the cash price of gasoline, take public transportation. That's all well and good
where
it's available.
He's such a jerk. I'm so done. You know, I used to think that he was like their big star on the bench for the Democrats. He is such an elitist snob. The fact that he has come out and said, well, if gas prices are bothering you, get an electric car. And now he's saying, well, if you don't want to do that, we'll take public transportation. For people that live in a city like Los Angeles, public transportation is not always, number one, safe or available for people to take. I mean, you've got people who are getting sexually assaulted. 1 in 5 people who take a ride on an MTA bus in Los Angeles are sexually assaulted by someone during their trip.
Great.
Those numbers are not conducive to send women and children to work on the bus. So you can knock that one out. And if you can't afford a tank of gas, how are you going to afford a Tesla? And where are we going to charge the Tesla? We don't have a power grid that can support
it. Statements are made off the top of people. It's like Elizabeth Warren saying that the meat companies and big oil are responsible for inflation. Yeah, they're a part of it.
Yeah,
they're a part of it, but they're not the whole reason. For it, she always makes statements like that, and it's more just political rhetoric that means nothing. Nobody pays attention to it, so it's more blah blah blah, and a waste of time. Meanwhile, there's so many more serious things to be focused on, and one of them, the most important thing, is how to get rid of Putin, and what do you do with Russia after he's gone? Are we going to, given the examples of gutless, spineless reaction from the people who are supposedly leaders in the areas that are most affected by this, you know, what does happen when Putin, because he can't survive, he cannot, there's no way anybody with any, the guy can survive. One way or another, he's gone. So then what happens with the vacuum that's created by him being gone? And what does the European community do to guard against something like this happening again with another lookalike Putin? That is a big question, I think. 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
DJZ Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJZ Health Podcasts can be found at DJZHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Twenty-three after the hour now on the DJV program. Another focus for a few moments on the things that are trending social media-wise. One of the most popular television programs today is Yellowstone. Find out what the star of 1883, which is an ancillary sort of it's the behind the before, if you will, of Yellowstone. Sam Elliott talks about it after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Okay, so let's see what we have going on here with Sam Elliott, Yellowstone. He was in 1883, one of the country's favorite sort of cowboy stars or manly stars with that big voice, and women love him no matter what age they are. I'm not sure Victoria loves him because she thinks he's falling apart. How old is Sam Elliott? Anyway, he's going to be in his...
I think older women like him. I don't know anyone my age who's like, yeah, Sam Elliott really does it for me.
Really?
But, no. Older women seem to like him.
Okay. Well, at any rate.
77.
There you go. Okay. All right. Okay. So what's he squawking about, Jay?
Well, we already were talking about him for his comments on Netflix's Power of the Dog, which he called a piece of crap and likened some of the characters to Chippendales dancers. Well, now he's coming for Yellowstone, which, again, like you said, Doug, it's in the same universe of 1883, which he was in 1883. And he said he didn't watch Yellowstone. He has no desire to watch Yellowstone. It reminds him more of, like, Dallas, the
soap.
Old soap opera.
But it is kind of. Yeah. When he said that, I thought, yeah, it kind of is. I've watched a lot of Yellowstone episodes, and I think there's a lot of that, the sister and the brother and the relationship.
The funny thing is, when he said it sounds like that it reminds him of Dallas, that made me want to watch Yellowstone, because I was thinking it was too hardcore, like, you know, Western kind of stuff, which I'm not into. But if it is a little more like Dallas, bring on the JR.
He's helping Yellowstone get more of an audience.
Yeah. Right.
But unfortunately, he finds it offensive that it's like Dallas. So
that's what he says.
But the other thing is weird.
A creator. Go ahead.
Yeah. That's exactly. And how many people are really making Westerns? I mean, that seems to be like his, you know, that's his bread and butter. So he really probably shouldn't talk smack about it. But the thing that when he was talking about The Power of the Dog, which I've never seen, he said it was a POS Western. And so, but the reason he said that is because he thought it was too gay. And he said it was like gay cowboys and stuff and chaps and I don't know. But Jane Campion, who's the director, I thought it was funny. She was like, you know, Sam Elliott is, last time I checked, is not actually a cowboy. He's just an actor. So he needs to stop acting like he's
on screen.
Yeah. He's not the authority on the Westerns.
Wow. But he does look good in chaps, I think. Probably agree.
Ew.
28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the fog of war makes it difficult with absolute certainty all the events taking place in Ukraine, video footage over the past few weeks have shown war crimes being committed by Russian forces. Now the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv is reporting 10 people were killed by Russian fire Wednesday as they waited in line for bread in the northern Ukrainian city of Cherniv. Russia says it has ordered the $117 million interest payment it owes Wednesday to be sent to investors. But there's still a problem. The funds the country used to make the debt payments came from Russia's foreign frozen assets. So it remains unclear whether investors will actually receive their money. Missouri health officials are reporting the sixth case of bird flu found in the state this spring is the first case in St. Louis County. Authorities say a presumptive positive case of highly pathogenic avian influenza was discovered in a wild bird. USA Radio News.
extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ukraine has accused Russian forces of bombing a theater where civilians were sheltering in the besieged city of Mariupol. With markings in Russian on the ground indicating children were inside, Russian forces destroyed the building with missiles. Deputy Mayor Sergei Orlov told the BBC that between 1,000 and 1,200 people had sought refuge in the building. Reports this morning are indicating a large number of people are being pulled out of the rubble as the basement where people were gathered withstood the bombing. As fuel prices in America are emptying wallets, the Biden administration is putting blame on the fossil fuel industry.
The president tweeted on Wednesday that oil prices are decreasing, so gas prices should decrease as well. He noted the last time gas was $96 a barrel, gas was $3.62 per gallon. However, the average gas price held at $4.31 on March 16th. Gas prices have been rising since the start of the year. However, Russia's attack on Ukraine has caused the cost to further skyrocket. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
It should be noted supply and demand will regulate prices in a free enterprise society, and President Biden's self-proclaimed war on the oil industry can be considered a contributing factor. St. Patrick's Day observes the death of St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. The holiday has evolved into a celebration of Irish culture with parades, special foods, music, dancing, and a whole lot of green. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour. In this half hour, we're going to celebrate a number of things, including the fact that it is St. Patrick's Day. March the 17th, 2022 is upon us. I want to offer a way or two or three or four or actually five ways for you to make the most out of your life. Think about what you do for life's work and your relationships and stuff. Think about this. See if this makes sense. When you think about your life and how you're living it, number one on the list of making the most of your life is not to underestimate the value of your connections, of your friends, the people you work with, the folks in your family, that sort of thing. I think we take these things for granted a lot. And so if you have a good family that's supportive, or if the people that you work with are great to work with, then you should be happy about that. You should extol the value of, you know how important it is to have good friends, good connections, people that you're not afraid to say most anything to? I think that's a very important part of life. number two on the list of tips. We could probably post these, Jay, too, maybe on some of our social media.
Absolutely, at DJ V Show, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
The fact that your life may not be as long as you'd like it to be. I think a lot of us think, oh, wow, wouldn't it be great if we could be healthy and go on for a long time. Enjoy every single number tip, two tip. Make sure you enjoy every second, every minute, every moment, every hour, every day of your life. It's kind of an old cliche, but I think it's true. As life goes on quickly, it's over in the blink of an eye. When you think about the history of our planet, the history of the universe, yeah, it's, you know, I was talking about that. We were talking about how quick it is when you look around. We think some things are big, but everything's relative. When you look at the size of the planet in comparison to most of the other, we're the second smallest. No, I guess Pluto's the smallest, then Mars, and then the Earth, in terms of in just in our solar system, the planets. So anyway, number three, your parents were probably right. I think about that. I don't know that I'm not sure. I think there were things that my father taught me and my mother taught me that were right on. And there are other things that they taught me that are not necessarily right on, but they sure stuck. And I think we all have had that. You know, there are things I think growing up, I was convinced my parents were always wrong. I think most people think that. And then, you know, Megan and I had this conversation recently about what she thought that I didn't know when she was a teenager and what she knows I know now. It's a lot different. And it's great for, as a parent, you know, to look at it that way, because it won't be long before Miles thinks that she doesn't know anything, or his father doesn't, you know, those sorts of things. We all went through that. Jay, you thought that about
No, I didn't. I'm very fortunate, and I've always admired my parents. I've always turned to them for advice, even when I was younger. And
you
Do
you take their advice? Do you take their advice?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right. And I do hope that Mac feels that same way about me when he's a team, but it's probably unlikely.
Why?
Because it's not the norm. I feel like I'm in a unique situation that I never had that moment of, oh, you don't know this, or with my parents.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Victoria? Ever had that moment when you thought, my parents know nothing?
Well, sure. I mean, Jay's in a really rare category where, you know, all the advice her parents have given, she's taken. I don't know anybody who could ever say that. So, yeah, sure, there are certain things you think your parents don't know. And then you grow up and you realize, well, maybe they had more life experience than I gave them credit for.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, I have friends who have gone through this, who are going through this, too, especially with, like, career stuff. You know, our parents' generation, the boomers, have a very different, for the most part, have a very different career experience than people my age.
Yeah.
And so there isn't really always a lot to connect on in terms of, you know, like what it's like to work for a big corporation, which, you know, my parents were small business owners, so they can't relate to anything that I was going through when I worked for a really big radio company. And so there are certain things like that that, you know, their advice may not really apply to your situation, but I've always appreciated the dialogue, and I'm really close with my parents, so I just, you know, appreciate it. And it's fun now that they appreciate my brother, when my brother gives advice, or I do. They appreciate our wisdom as adult kids now, so it's it's a nice mix.
The relationship between adult children and their parents is awesome, isn't it?
It can be.
Like,
it can be.
Yeah,
I like my relationship.
Not always for everybody.
Well, yeah, if you don't have a good relationship with your parents.
I'm thinking about my father, who came to me at 88 and cried on my shoulder. He was afraid to die, and I remember.
That's heavy.
Yeah, it was kind of because he. He never really let himself, he never let his feelings be known. And as he got closer to, you know, he'd had that first stroke, and then he was started to think about what life was like, what he'd accomplished, I hadn't thought about that for years until you just said what you said, Jay. But that's the idea of the conversation, to get people to think. That's all. Tip number four, making the most of your experience, be the bigger person. I don't like to do things.
What? I don't know. I know a lot of people who've spent their entire lives trying to be the bigger person, and they ended up getting taken advantage of a lot, or I don't know.
Well,
I think
it doesn't have to
be with
everything.
Yeah, I think be the bigger person, sure, that's fine to an extent, but then sometimes, you know, you just become a doormat.
Well, losing is not easy. There's no question about that. And that's why I said kind of what I did with regard to the people that are leading Europe at the moment. They're not doing a great job of leading. You can be a leader. I have something going on in my personal life right now with a former partner. And I don't feel like I want to be the bigger person.
And
frankly,
I think, but without giving any details away, I think that you were the bigger person.
Uh-huh.
And I think as a result, you may have ended up here.
Yeah, right. In the
so,
hole.
Yeah.
Sometimes
right.
It can feel a little therapeutic to be petty. Too.
Okay.
Not always. Because sometimes when you retaliate, then it's like you feel worse than you did before.
But not even retaliation. Just standing up for yourself is important. And, mm-hmm. you know, and having your own boundaries is important. You can be the bigger person and also still be steadfast in your boundaries.
Well,
number
like you
five
said earlier, Victoria, be the bigger person, not the doormat. That's the quote of the day.
That's the question. Is there, be the bigger person, .. Don't be a doormat. Tip number five, last one, never forget where you started, your roots. Think about where you came from and then, you know, think about where you are. There are a lot of people who came from nothing. The moral of the story is that you can, in this country still, do a lot of great things and achieve things and get places that you probably can't get anywhere else, including participating in March Madness. Is that today? Doesn't that start today?
Starts
March
today.
Madness? College basketball?
Squeaky sneakers all over your TV. That starts today.
It's like, it's the, you know, the spot rates for ads in these things are almost the same as the Super Bowl. This is the kind of dough.
Yeah.
It's, oh my God, look at the money involved in here. And then there's the bettors. Is it because gambling is legal this year that there's so much more money flowing?
Part of it.
How is there not corruption in basketball, college basketball, with all this money? Well, it has to be corruption.
Well, and that's been you know, the years-long debate now that these athletes should be paid, and because these schools are making so much money. I mean, it's like a billion-dollar industry. And so the schools are making all the money on the backs of the players, and so now that's why the NCAA has been talking about, you know, compensation for these college athletes who, you know, a good college team can bring in more revenue than a professional team in a bad market. And so why shouldn't these kids get paid? The colleges are certainly benefiting from it.
45 million Americans say they're going to bet on this year's March Madness. Many obviously already have. Las Vegas is loaded with people who are betting on anything and everything. This is going to be a wild time for sure. This is another way of expressing the energy that's been pent up over the last couple of years because of COVID. And then one wonders about the celebrations of St. Patrick's Day today. Going back in history, remember those of you who learned about St. Patrick in school, supposedly he brought Christianity to Ireland, but it's not just in Ireland. It started there, but then it's gone all around the world. Let's see here.
Found through a DNA test or something, or some sort of study, that he was actually Scottish. So a lot of people aren't loving that this year.
Wow.
That news just came out, but yeah. Because Scots and the Irish have a big rivalry, so.
Yes, they do. John C. Reilly, the actor, has announced that the St. Patrick's Day Festival in Dublin he's going to be the guest of honor, is it, at the parade?
Yep, they pick an international guest of honor every year, so John C. Reilly is this year's guest.
Mm-hmm. What about the parades around the country? New York, Chicago, Boston has a big St. Patrick's Day parade. There's a lot of Irish around here. In New Jersey? Do you have any?
The parades in Jersey, though, because we're so close to New York, they have them on different weekends leading up to St. Patrick. So today in New York City will be the big St. Patrick's parade. It's back to full capacity, back to, you know, pre-COVID. And a lot of people are expected, except the weather's not great. It's raining and not that warm, so, which people just drink more. They just drink through it.
Right, there you go. We got time for a joke, Phil? Here's a joke, Irish joke. You ready?
Uh-oh.
An Irishman walks into a bar and orders three glasses of Guinness. drinks them one at a time. The bartender explains beer goes flat after it's tapped and tells this guy the beer would be fresher if he ordered a glass, one glass at a time. He explained he began the custom with his two brothers who have moved to America. This is their way of remembering all the time they spent together drinking. He becomes a regular at the pub, always comes in, orders three. And then one day he comes in and only orders two. The bartender says, "What's going on? How come he only ordered two?" The man looked confused for a moment, and then he explained, "Not everyone's fine. I gave up beer." He said, wondered whether the brothers were okay. And he said, "No, everybody's fine. I just gave up beer for Lent."
Yeah.
Wow, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Have fun on Irish Day at the pubs. It's 47 after the hour.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got six houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with Cinematic Mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The hour. I cranked this up a little bit. Find out what Chuck has got up his sleeve or in his mind. Or maybe both those places are empty. We'll find out.
I can guess this one.
Yeah, can you? Okay, go ahead, Victoria.
This is Top Gun, right?
Yes.
Are they using the same theme for the new movie?
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Yeah, okay.
And the reason we play that is because Top Gun Maverick will premiere at the Cannes Film Festival on May 27th. Tom Cruise also will be honored there, May 18th, and then it will premiere in the United States in theaters on May 27th.
Is this going to be a big blockbuster, you think?
I think it's a lot of money involved. It has Tom Cruise as well produced, so it'll open. Do I think it'll be like superhero big? No, but it should do fairly well considering there's not a ton of big popcorn movies in the marketplace week to week. So, yeah, it should do fairly well, especially if it's good. And it looks good. The trailers do look good.
The trailer looks great, yeah.
Yeah, it does. It looks like a lot of fun.
Speaking of Tom Cruise, his Mission Impossible movies have been kicked next year, one the year after.
So, wow, we talked about that, I think, a month or so.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, kicking it back again. Yep. European Union antitrust regulators have signed off on Amazon's $8 billion purchase of MGM. So what's that going to do? How will that affect the movie-going public? MGM responsible for James Bond, for example. Yeah. So what happens to...
I think that MGM will be influxed with a lot more cash because Amazon's got tremendous money and cash flow. So they'll produce more movies. I mean, Amazon's been in the game for the last 5 years, do a lot of independent stuff, starting to get into bigger films, but I think it was inevitable that MGM would ultimately get sold. But they have an extensive library in Bond, and I believe Rocky is also controlled by MGM, although Universal also, I think, has rights to that.
Did Amazon buy movie theaters or a chain, or did I, like, imagine that? I feel like they invested in a chain of movie theaters, too, which would make sense, kind of like what they did with bookstores back in the day before they killed them. If Amazon owned a chain.
There actually was a rule where, but I think that has been displaced, where entities who produce movies could not own movie theaters, but I don't think that exists. I think they changed that over the last few years. I could see that going that direction, though.
I mean, can you imagine you have like a chain of theaters that are owned by Disney and they just play Disney movies and Marvel stuff, and then a chain by Amazon? I mean, that feels like streaming. It's going to carry. Yeah, it'll carry out into movie theaters.
Ridiculous. Okay, Billy Joel is not involved in the movie about his life, and they're not even going to put music into it. What a waste of time. This is going to be
no music.
Yeah, no music, and he's not involved.
They can't get the rights to his music, so it's going to be like his early story. I don't know. It seems
so unauthorized.
What's the point?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the point? You know, speaking of musicals, Baz Luhrmann, who directed Moulin Rouge. His Elvis biopic also will premiere at the Cannes Film Festival. Austin Butler, an unknown, I'm not familiar with him, plays Elvis, and Tom Hanks will play Colonel Tom.
So what's the buzz on that? What's the buzz on that one?
No buzz yet, but I'm assuming it's not opening, but it's going to play within the first 3 weeks of that festival. It has to be pretty good. I don't think
the trailer looks good.
I don't think they would screen it. I don't think they would premiere it there before it hits theaters in the U.S. and Canada, if the movie wasn't good.
Yeah.
Because it would create negative buzz, and that's not what they're looking to do.
All right, what else, Chucker?
Other than that, Jack Black will return to voice Kung Fu Panda in a series on Netflix. And filming is wrapped, I believe, a couple weeks ago on Halloween Ends. That comes out October. I know you'll be first online. I'll be right behind you, Doug.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The final Jamie Lee Curtis one. Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah. That's what she says. But if somebody waves, how much did she get paid? She getting 20?
She did three. I'm assuming they had to give her $30 million for those three films, $10 million a film at least. Maybe
those movies made a lot of money.
Maybe a couple points on the back end too. And she's worth it because the reality is without her returning to that franchise, those movies wouldn't have made $100 million.
How many movies can we say that you wonder every time? There's a movie, there's sort of a franchise like that, and then they decide to not bring back the original people who made it successful. I always, blows my mind to think that these guys think that way. I always want to see a revival.
Well, I'll tell you a quick story. In 78, when they released Halloween, the original title of the movie was The Babysitter Murders. If they kept that title, we would not have a franchise today. And that musical score by John Carpenter, one of the most iconic horror scores of all time, that's another reason this franchise has lived generationally. But her back is a good thing. If you like this sort of thing, I know you don't, but I sort of do.
All right, Chucker, congratulations on liking something important.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.